It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's good to have you here hanging out with us at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Here's the deal. We're about to solve the mystery for you right now. Here's the mystery. Yesterday, we talked about it late in the show. There was a picture posted at Chipotle, allegedly, in Cleveland. Well, Mike, there's another picture that has surfaced with Kirk Cousins at a place called City Barbecue in Cleveland, in a spot right outside of Cleveland in Avon.
And, man, when I think great barbecue, I think Cleveland.
Well, here's the thing. You're saying to us, Dukes and Bell, he's got family there.
No, he doesn't.
He knows some people up there. He might, but that's not why he's there. These are two pictures now that have been posted, and I'm looking at Kirk's face, and it's definitely Kirk Cousins.
That's him.
Here's the other thing I know, because I'm on one of their radio stations up there. Cleveland Radio is talking about why Cousins has been in town the last couple of days. Mm. So, Mike, what's the mystery? The mystery is that they're allowing him to talk to the Browns to see if this is somewhere he wants to go. He knows Kevin Stefanski. They have a relationship. This totally makes sense as to why these pictures are now popping up. He's showing us, hey, this isn't him on vacation, guys.
But why does he have to put it on social media? This goes back to Kirk Cousins just being a tool. Look, I don't know what was promised. Was there an ironclad promise when Kirk Cousins signed last March, we are not drafting a quarterback? Because his reaction on draft night when we picked Michael Penix Jr. Now, look, I like Penix Jr. We're all getting behind him, and he's our guy. But, I mean, if there were some sort of assurances, and the reason he didn't stick in Minnesota was they were eventually going to bring in the heir apparent, I don't want to be playing devil's advocate for Kirk Cousins because he's turned this thing into a real jerk fest. You know, by starting off by lying back in the fall. I'm healthy. You're on the injury report. Clerical error. No, I'm fine. Then when the entire country, let alone the Falcons locker room, Carl, can see he can barely get the football out of his hands against the Raiders.
Yes.
Only then does Coach Rob bench him, and by that point it's too late. You go back to the Super Bowl week. He does this big media tour, talking to everybody and their uncle. No. I was really hurt. I was banged up. That's not the real Kirk Cousins. In an effort to certainly, you know, could have forced the hand of someone to come trade for him. Then he demands a trade, a meeting with Arthur Blank to demand a trade where I can start. And then just do this. And if the Falcons have given your camp the right to negotiate, just do it. Why are you shoving it in people's faces? To your point.
That's the part where we're all feeling some kind of way. But this new photo, are we going to have a new photo every day now popping up? This new photo at City Barbecue outside of Cleveland is the latest. And we said yesterday, oh, we don't know if it's here. We don't know if he's there. He's there.
By the way, can you get Lake Erie catfish at City Barbecue?
He's there. I'm fine with this. Because this tells me that he is exploring.
Wheels are moving.
That's right. He's exploring the opportunities of where he could land, whatever the Cleveland's telling him or whoever he's meeting with. And my guess is Stefanski and the ownership group and Andrew Berry and all those folks there, the general manager, are meeting and saying, hey, here's our situation. Now, if you're saying why Cleveland, again, remember, Deshaun Watson re-injured his Achilles. He's not going to be available for this season. He was rehabbing, hurt the Achilles again. Mike, they're in need of a quarterback. So does Cleveland trade to get Cousins after the draft?
Well, if they do it after the draft, okay, we're looking at a 2026 pick. Either way, guys, we're going to mitigate some of the cap hit, but that doesn't really help us because the free agent market, what's left of it, is not robust.
No.
There's not many guys who can come in and help us. Yeah, there's some depth for offensive line, a couple of pieces you could add. There are still some free agents that are available. Who's it? The former Georgia center who played for the Patriots.
Oh,
David Andrews. But it seems like they're ready to rock with New Zealand. He'll get a nice bump, and that'll be our center moving forward. But, yeah, I think every Falcon fan out there wants us to make this trade now or on draft weekend so we get something for Kirk Cousins for 2025.
Yes.
Because Kirk Cousins, don't forget, when I did the chronology of Kirk Cousins' screw-ups, I forgot to mention costing us a fifth-round pick when he spoke with our team before you could do it in the illegal tampering, stupid period anyway for the NFL, but by contacting us and the NFL having a mean on for it, we lost a fifth round pick because of Kirk Cousins. So give me at least a fifth or a fourth for this guy.
We got to get something.
Do you have a pain threshold for the pick, or you don't care?
I don't care. I just feel like you got to get something in return, and you know the way you do that is you allow him to dictate the terms. Guys, he's dictating this anyway. The Falcons could do whatever they want and come back to Kirk and say, "We got a great deal for you. We want to send you to Cardinals." I'm not going to Arizona.
Be a backup.
He can veto any of this. So for him to feel good about wherever these deals might take place is beneficial to us. One of our followers on Twitter, and you can follow Mike Bell, ATL. I might put him up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Says, fellas, man, I don't know if why y'all keep talking about Kurt. What's the deal? Until this thing is finalized, and to Mike's point, we realize what we get or what we don't get.
Right.
And how this affects our football team, it's a story. I hate to break bad news to you. It remains a frontline story for our franchise because of this mess that we're in.
And do you think, and this is something, again, last week when you were in Vegas with your boys, we had Ovi Mihaly on. We asked Brian McFadden about it. Both guys said they would personally have a problem with Kirk Cousins for the way he handled his business.
Of course.
But he said, but it's the NFL in 2025. Some guys are 21, 22. Some guys just don't care.
They don't care.
As long as, like, if it involves a man getting his money, hey, they're not going to get between him. It's like when a guy holds out. Only the media thinks the team. No, nobody. If you hold out for money, nobody on your team is dogging you out.
Guys want to get paid.
They understand it's a short limit, a very limited window to make as much money as you can. But Ovi said, and I asked him, I said, do you think there's some guys who just don't give a crap? And I said, Manny being Manny. Remember the Red Sox back in the day?
Yes.
So you think some guys are just, that's just Kirk being Kirk. Kirk loves the camera. Kirk loves the microphone. He loves to talk, and that's just Kirk. Can we actually get on with the season with Kirk Cousins here as a backup for Michael Penix Jr.? Do you really feel that Ra and Terry are prepared to roll that out? I mean, I'd love to go get a guy like Trey Lance as a backup for nothing because he's out there.
Correct.
And once we get rid of Kirk Cousins, let's go. It's the Michael Penix show with nobody over his shoulder.
That part of it, and one of our guys here said, who's the backup? Come on. We'll figure it out. Let's be honest.
Right. There's a bunch of guys at Bird Baseball has we can find.
Yes, we're only saying that because we feel like all of a sudden it's important. It's not. We never go through an offseason and go, man, look, I don't care who we get, but we got to get a backup. We never have that conversation, and we're not going to have it now. We got a starter. That's the main thing. You hope he doesn't get hurt. But if he does, they'll figure out the backup situation. I mean, honestly, like, I get that whole thing, but we've never gone through an offseason where that is our main priority. You know what our priority is, Mike? Edge rush, corner, improving our linebackers.
Right.
Like getting a better defensive line. That's our priority. It is not who's going to be the backup to Michael Penix Jr.
Right. So now we just wait and see. The good news is Falcons haven't said anything. Nobody's got it. I haven't seen anything from D-Led. We spoke with Mark Raimondi. Perhaps, though, by Kirk being in Cleveland, conversations are ongoing. That's a good sign for us. Anything that can get us a draft.
Well, we do know this. He's eating well.
Yes. I mean,
all these pitches at restaurants.
No, he is. He's a guy. He likes that. You know, he's the kind of guy that will go into a place like Chipotle or Olive Garden because he probably loves the unlimited salad bar and breadsticks. But you know, he likes Kohl's. He likes a good, you know, middle American value. Maybe Cleveland is the place.
Oh, man.
I liked the guy until I didn't like the guy, you know?
Well, listen, this is what happens. It's funny. Mr. Yo, avid listener, says, hindsight is 2020. We should have traded for Justin Fields. You think?
I asked the general manager after the draft. I said, why didn't you just go get Fields, and then he could have backed up Penix, or he could have had a 1 year as a gap.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you saw what Fields signed for, right? I go, yeah. He goes, well, how's that working out for him?
Yeah.
That's the general manager. You go back and listen to him.
This is buyer's remorse. And Mr. Yo, I get it. This is why we have these discussions. It was working until it wasn't. Now it doesn't feel as good. And now you're going, man, I wish we would have never done this. That's all this is.
No, I just wish we drafted Penix. Just do the guy you wanted. Have the faith and the confidence in him and do it. You had it. Nobody was coming ahead of you to get him. He's your boy.
That's not true.
It's nobody was coming up for him.
That's not true.
Who? Yeah, we're not on video now. Raiders were. They were scared off by the medical.
That's not true.
The Broncos.
One guy came on our show and talked about the Raiders being scared off. Who else told you this?
I went back and looked at articles that said the Vegas Raiders are scared by the medicals.
Yes, they were. But that's not the reason why.
They weren't going to move up for him.
Thank you, Oren. This idea that nobody else was interested is silly.
Teams were interested, but nobody was. Now, again, if you are positioned at 8, you feel you got to move up to 6. We all knew the Chargers had their quarterback. We all know the Giants were not. The Giants at that time, guys, that's why I tried to explain this, not to you, but to some other guys. Daniel Jones was still the bona fide starter for the Giants.
He was.
Will Levis was still the starter for the Titans.
They were paying $40 million.
Correct.
We didn't have a quarterback in place. So it gave us more leverage to say, hey, what do we want to do?
Right.
But here's the thing.
What people forget is if we were in the mix for a quarterback, if we never talked to Kirk Cousins, we would have been in the mix for Bo Nix, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, and teams that were interested with them, there would have been leverage. Maybe someone comes to us, we still get the guy we want. Some guys might have been interested in Penix, they might not. That's my point. All I'm saying is the Raiders would have taken Penix if he was there.
We leverage this the way we could have.
Correct.
Not that other teams weren't interested in Penix.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
That's all. And I apologize for not nuance, but that's – I always feel that, like, guys always felt like it was one of the – no, we were only – guys, we were 8, and there's only, like, 3 teams. We were never going to be able to get – obviously, the two best quarterbacks who went
in the top of the draft,
and I understand that.
Yes,
you know, because you know, Jayden Daniels was always going to go second, and Caleb Williams was always going to go first. But after that, it was wide open.
404-726-0929. We are talking about Kirk Cousins being seen in and around the Cleveland area. And look, if you're a Falcons fan, it's good. We should be happy. The fact is, obviously, he's exploring opportunities or at least talking to some people about a chance to maybe be a Brown. The problem is the Browns have to trade for him. And Mike's been saying this. We're probably going to have to eat most of this salary.
So what do you think?
If this happens.
What do you think? So out of the
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
27.5, we pay 20, 15.
At least.
Well, I just
remember,
don't see the Browns.
It's been budgeted.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
It's already on the books. So.
Wait, stop video. I just did a hand gesture. Don't Slim, you can't put that out there.
Wait, why is he videoing?
Well, he's videoing. I did the, you know. Yeah, it's budgeted.
But it's already, right? That's what they told us. It's already on the books.
Right. But, you know, again, there's nobody who's like top. It's almost like, you know, level D and E now as far as free agency. So it's not like you're going to go, you know, other than some depth, you know, yeah, some bodies.
But, Mike, we're going to have to pay. We're probably
if you had some room to move.
If this all goes down. But, guys, here's the mystery.
So, basically, you're going to buy for $15 or $20 million a third-round pick. If we could get a third-round pick.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, that'd be something.
I'm fine with that. But here's the mystery. Why is he there?
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credits stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.